Well, my life, I've always believed that doing nothing was the best thing you could do. I always wanted more time to relax, more time to sit there, and I wanted more than anything to be able to retire as soon as I could. And then for the past 6 months, I was able to do just that. I sat in my room. I watched DVDs. And I didn't do anything. At first it was great. I had all the freedom I wanted. And no obligations to anyone. Most of my friends were gone. Most of my friends were gone. And I lived with strangers. It was great. It was great. But after a few months, something started eating at me. And I didn't know what it was. This is what I've always wanted, I thought. What's wrong? What's wrong? Sometimes I thought about actually getting a job just for something to do. But then I said to myself, no. I could never do that. That's crazy. That's crazy. One night I'd been alone for so long, I stayed up till 5 in the morning, talking to myself. That's crazy. I recorded the whole thing. It was insane. It was insane. I started never leaving on purpose. Just sitting in my room all day, staring at the wall. And then the mice came. And then the mice came. Started with one in the kitchen, but then they showed up in my room, and at night I would be sleeping on the floor because I didn't have a mattress, and I would hear these little squeaks and rustling, and every time I heard a sound, I sat up wide awake, and I'd look around me in the dark, and I never saw anything, but I knew they were there. And then one night, I heard at least 4 of them running around the room. As I lay in bed, trying to sleep. So the next day I picked everything up off the floor. And hung it from the ceiling. It didn't get rid of the mice, but it meant I could sleep with them in peace. Except now I just imagined that they were there and I didn't notice them. So every few minutes in my sleep I'd look around. They kept me awake until I passed out every night. Then I'd get up and watch more DVDs. I started going to the library because I couldn't get enough from the video store. I quit seeing my friends. The only time I left the house was to buy food, which I only microwaved and never cooked. The only phone calls I got were from wrong numbers. And I would always hang up on them. I was living my dream and didn't want to be disturbed. I started walking around. for a job. But everyone I found seemed worse than doing nothing at all. I lived this way for 6 months. Everyone had always told me the best thing you can do is have all the freedom you want. But after that long, I realized freedom isn't all it's cracked up to be. Most days I woke up and thought about whether I wanted to actually live anymore. Because if you're living the dream and you're still not happy, what hope is there? I was going nuts. Till one day my salvation came. My friend called me, and he said, "I think I found a job for you." Talking to myself.